Good day, everyone. Welcome to the annual general and special meeting of shareholders for Reconnaissance Energy Africa Ltd. As a reminder, today's meeting is being recorded. I would now like to introduce Mr. Jay Park, Chief Executive Officer and Director of the corporation, who will act as chairman for this meeting. Thank you, sir. You may begin.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Jay Park, Chief Executive Officer and Director of Reconnaissance Energy Africa Ltd. I'd like to welcome all of you to the 2020 annual general and special meeting of the shareholders of the corporation. This year, in light of ongoing concerns regarding the spread of COVID-19 and to mitigate risks to the health and safety of our communities, shareholders, employees, and other stakeholders, the corporation is holding this meeting in a virtual-only format via telephone. While this year's virtual meeting will comply with applicable legislation, our rules of conduct may differ from an in-person meeting. Firstly, each attendee today has already been asked to provide their full name prior to joining, and these details have been conveyed to our registrar and transfer agent and the scrutineer of the meeting, Computershare Investor Services, Inc., for the purposes of registration and record keeping in order to enable them to prepare their scrutineer's report for this meeting. In addition, I would like to advise those in attendance that this meeting is being recorded. The primary difference between today's meeting format and an in-person meeting is the stratification of the shareholders into two groups, being the registered and non-registered shareholders. To be a registered shareholder, your shares must be registered in your name. Everyone else is a non-registered shareholder, which means that you likely have your shares held in a book-based system or by your bank or brokerage firm. Registered shareholders and valid proxy holders who have registered with Computershare are permitted to speak at this meeting. Non-registered shareholders are only permitted to listen. It is expected that non-registered shareholders attending this meeting have already registered their voting preferences in advance through their brokerage firm or bank. If any non-registered shareholder wishes to raise a question or comment during the formal part of the meeting, I will be pleased to speak with them at the conclusion of the formal part of the meeting. I'd like to set out some additional rules for the orderly conduct of the meeting. One, any registered shareholders and valid proxy holders present who have either not already voted or wish to revoke a previously casted vote in order to recast their vote at this meeting, will be able to complete this process when they speak with Computershare. Registered shareholders and valid proxy holders in attendance can do so by pressing star 1 at the time of voting on matters. Computershare will cross-reference your name against the registered shareholder list. If it turns out that you are not on the list, you will not have standing as a registered shareholder at the meeting. 2. In addition, since voting on this platform cannot be by a show of hands, we are doing a poll for each motion and asking that registered shareholders and proxy holders log their vote in advance for all motions and agenda items when you speak with our Computershare representative. All polling results will be retained with the corporation's records for this meeting. 3. Voting on all matters will be conducted by telephone. Registered shareholders and duly appointed proxy holders will be asked to vote on each business item. If you have already voted by proxy, it is important that you not vote again here at the meeting unless you intend to change your initial vote. 4. Questions in respect of a motion can be submitted by any registered shareholder or duly appointed proxy holder by pressing star 1. 5. When asking a question, please indicate your name, which entity you represent, if any, and confirm that you are a registered shareholder or a duly appointed proxy holder. 6. Given the virtual format of the meeting, we would encourage registered shareholders and duly appointed proxy holders who have a specific question on an item of business that is to be discussed at today's meeting to submit their questions now. Shareholders and participants can ask questions by pressing star 1. 7. Questions will be addressed during the question period at the end of the meeting, provided that any questions regarding procedural matters or directly related to the motions before the meeting will be addressed during the meeting. 8. All other questions will be addressed during the question and answer period at the conclusion of the formal part of the meeting. 9. Due to the virtual nature of this meeting, voting results will be provided after the completion of this meeting in order to limit the wait time for tabulating the results provided. If you would like to receive a copy of the voting results of the meeting following the conclusion of the meeting, please reach out to Corporate Secretary of the company, Anna Tudela, by email at admin@reconafrica.com, and she will provide you with a copy of the voting results. As previously mentioned, I wish to remind you that after any motion is made, a poll may be demanded or directed either before or after the taking of the vote by pressing star 1 on your phone, since voting cannot be by a show of hands. We understand that ComputerShare requires several minutes to complete the logging in process, so we ask for your patience while we and ComputerShare manage these very important preliminary procedures. We will pause now while these tasks are being completed, and ComputerShare will advise us when they've completed the performance of their steps in this process.
Hello? Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah,
I think we can, you can proceed with the formal part.
Okay. So you've completed, you've got your order to proceed then. Okay, very good. Thank
yes.
you. Ready now? Okay, everyone, ComputerShare has advised that we may now proceed with the formal business of the meeting. As noted earlier, I would like to advise those in attendance that this meeting is being recorded. I'd now like to introduce the directors, senior officers, and significant shareholders who are present today via live audio. Present today is James Granath, director, Carlos Escribano, chief financial officer, Anna Tudela, corporate secretary, Doug Allen, senior vice president, investor relations, and Nick Steensberger, Senior Vice President, Drilling and Completions. The meeting will now come to order. With the consent of the meeting, I will also act as the chairman of the meeting, and Anna Tudela will act as secretary of the meeting. The corporation's registrar and transfer agent is ComputerShare Investor Services. On behalf of ComputerShare, Mita Garcia will act as scrutineer of the meeting. The corporation has used notice and access to deliver meeting materials to shareholders. On June 22, 2020, the notification was mailed to all shareholders of record as of June 12, 2020, in accordance with applicable law, and the meeting materials were posted on the corporation's website and under the corporation's profile on SEDAR at www.sedar.com. ComputerShare has filed with me proof of service of such mailing, and I directed a copy of such proof of service be annexed to the minutes of the meeting as a schedule. The scrutineer has also advised me that prior to the meeting, proxies were received from the holders of a sufficient number of common shares to constitute quorum. With the appropriate notice of the meeting having been given and a quorum being present, I declare the meeting regularly and duly called and constituted for the transaction of business. I've been advised by ComputerShare that the proxies deposited for this meeting have been voted overwhelmingly in favor of all the formal business matters to be voted on today. In the interest of expediting the business of the meeting and in accordance with corporate laws and the articles of the corporation, I will move all motions with respect to the business for which this meeting has been called as set out in the meeting materials, and no motion need be seconded. So let me begin with the first. I now present before the meeting the financial statements of the corporation and the auditor's report thereon for the financial year ended December 31, 2019. Copies of such documents have been mailed to those shareholders who requested to receive copies in accordance with applicable law, and with the permission of the meeting, I will dispense with reading them at this meeting. The next item of business is the fixing of the number of directors. I now move that the number of directors for the ensuing year be fixed at 3, as described in the Management Information Circular mailed to the shareholders. I will pause for any questions or discussion. Hearing no questions, Computershare has advised me that today's vote is in favor of this motion. Accordingly, the motion is carried. So we will now move to the election of directors. Management of the corporation has nominated 3 persons for election as directors of the corporation for the ensuing year or until their successors are appointed or elected: Jay Park, Shiraz Danani, and James Granath. Are there any further nominations? Okay, I now declare that nominations to be closed. I now move for the nomination of each of these 3 persons nominated by the management as directors of the corporation to hold office until the next annual general meeting of shareholders or until their successors are elected or appointed, subject to the provisions of the corporation's articles. I will pause for questions or discussion. Hearing no questions, I've been advised by Computershare that today's vote is in favor of the motion for each director. Accordingly, the motion has been carried, and I declare that the 3 persons nominated are duly elected as directors of the corporation to hold office until the next annual meeting of the shareholders or until the successors are elected or appointed, subject to the provisions of the corporation's articles. The next item of business is the reappointment of Deloitte LLP as the auditors of the corporation until the next annual meeting of the shareholders, at such remuneration to be fixed by the directors, and that the directors be authorized to fix such remuneration. It is proposed that Deloitte LLP be reappointed auditors of the corporation until the 2021 annual meeting of the shareholders, at such remuneration as may be fixed by the directors, and that the directors be authorized to fix such remuneration. I now move that Deloitte LLP be reappointed as auditors of the corporation until the next annual meeting and to authorize the directors to fix the remuneration payable to the auditor. I will pause for questions or discussion. Hearing no questions, Computershare has advised me that today's vote is in favor of this motion. Accordingly, the motion is carried. The next item of business is to reapprove the corporation's stock option plan described in the Management Information Circular as required by the policies of the TSX Venture Exchange. I will pause for questions or discussion. Hearing no questions, Computershare has advised me that today's vote is in favor of this motion. Accordingly, the motion is carried. Is there any other business that may properly be brought before this meeting? Being that there is no further business to attend to, that concludes all of the formal business to be brought before this meeting, and I declare that the formal business of this meeting is now terminated. I would ask the scrutineer to compile the report regarding the voting results on all business matters, and I direct that the results be included in the minutes of this meeting. And we can cease the recording of the meeting at this time. As the formal business of the meeting is now terminated, we're pleased to take any general questions from shareholders.
As a reminder, if you do have any, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. We do have one question here.
We do? Okay.
Yep, I'm going to bring him through. Our first question comes from the line of Robert George. Robert, you are now live to ask your question.
Yes, I was just wondering, do you guys foresee any more delays in drilling with this virus taking place?
Thank you, Robert, for your question. I'm pleased to advise, and as has been mentioned in a recent press release of the company, that the Ministry of Mines and Energy in Namibia has recently issued a letter to the corporation confirming that the drilling activities of the company are essential services for Namibia, and that they will assist in arranging for foreign personnel and equipment to be brought into the country without restriction, subject to, of course, compliance with appropriate COVID-19 rules that may apply. But our earlier concerns about whether our personnel could come or our equipment might be blocked have been assuaged by the recent letter from the Ministry of Mines and Energy, as described in a I believe, one of our most recent press releases. I hope that answers your question, Robert.
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Are there any further questions?
Mr. Park, there are no further questions at this time.
Okay. Well, let me say that the coming year promises to be a big year for Recon Africa as we embark on the drilling of the Kavango Basin. In the past year, we've seen a great deal of change with our reverse takeover that brought together Reconnaissance and Lund, the purchase of the rig, grant of our environmental clearance certificate, and the hiring of our Chief Operating Officer, Senior Vice President Drilling, Chief Financial Officer, Senior Vice President Investor Relations, and Corporate Secretary. These past year's activities have set the stage for our drilling campaign to start in the fourth quarter of 2020. We're excited and engaged and look forward to delivering results to our shareholders in the coming months. As there are no further matters for to be addressed at this meeting, the meeting is now concluded, and I thank everyone for attending. Goodbye.
Thank you so much.
This does conclude today's meeting. You may disconnect your lines at this time. Thank you for your participation, and have a wonderful day.